Type Radio.
Just my type.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the Imaginet conference in Bologna. It's November 29th, 2008. And with us are the guys from Meet.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thank you.
The first question is, how many people are in the Meet Design Collective?
It's a 5-people design collective. It's, basically are all from the same area. We are, 4 of us are from Bologna, and the 5th one is from a city between Bologna and Modena. And we are, 4 of us are graphic designers and also other kind of people like
illustrators,
photographers, and so on. We try to do many different things and put them together in every job we do. So
and where did you meet? How did you come together?
Well, some of us were already knowing each other before the university period, because we come from a common background, which is graffiti writing, and we then met some other people of the graphic collective at the Fine Arts Academy here in Bologna. So we then decided to join forces and
work together.
And why are you called Meet?
Okay, well, that is because we all come from the area in Italy which is famous for pork and all those kind of stuff, and we are completely not vegetarian. We are deeply convinced meat eaters, and that's why we decided to call ourselves Meat. And then you can pretend that it's also like, I don't know, something more conceptual, like, you know, the pulp of things, but actually it's just for the meat you eat.
So you don't date vegetarian girlfriends, or?
Well, that is like the first thing we ask, just to know what to do in case we are going out eating, yeah. So, anyway, my girlfriend is not vegetarian, so yeah, I just...
And do you still, like, write graffiti on the streets?
Yep, we still do, yeah.
Do you think that's important for your work?
It was one of them, but it was a starting point for certain things, and it is probably something which remains in some things we do or in the way we do things, but we try to keep the things separate because we are a little fed up with all this thing of bringing elements from the graffiti writing subcultures into almost anything. I mean, if you walk around here in Italy, you see spriken drips or all those things in used to do graphic design to sell, I don't know, almost anything, like kids' clothes or anything. So things which are totally, which are really far from that that culture. So we
but
tend not.
Also
to.
Like a little bit of an old-fashioned romantic idea of going out into the yard and springing a train, and you know, the risk of getting caught by the police. I think it's sometimes like graffiti writers tend to over romanticize that.
Well, it could be. I mean, there are a lot of people really, really into thinking themselves as a source of romantic heroes or something like that. I don't know if we do, but...
But the passion for the letters.
Yeah, it's more... We are... I mean, we like also the... We like all the parts of it. So from going to the yards and do also the legal stuff, we can say, to the part where you just stop and think about letters and your calligraphy, your way of shaping all the things you're doing. And probably that is the conjunction point with what we do as graphic designers. I mean, we love to play with typefaces. We love to use calligraphy if we can. We love to just stop and think about shapes and colors a similar way as when we do graffiti.
Do you have a message?
No.
So it is whatever comes to mind, or
it's not really. I mean, if by message you can also mean that your name can be the message, then we can say message. But basically, it's just putting your name a certain way almost everywhere, and mainly for people who do the same thing you do, because it's a lot for people who can fully understand your way of communicating with them. I mean, graffiti is something totally for people involved in it. I mean, people from outside can appreciate it, can say, nice shapes, so I like the idea of writing letters that way, or I like the idea, I don't know, of taking an A letter and doing it that way. But all those feelings, also the feelings you were talking about, like when you go on a mission or things like that, are so internal, are so just for those who practice that.
That's what I mean. It's also like a big division between commercial work for,
yes,
let's say, a storefront, and like there's some purists within the graffiti who say, oh, that's not the real thing. You should always like be, you know, there's always should be the risk of getting caught and stuff. So yeah, it should be illegal. You know? And I think that's just a load of crap, because basically, like, if you're given more time and peace of mind,
then
you can really put that energy into the shapes and not really.
Well, we think that also the legal part can be a very good way to keep on your evolution. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice thing if you can just think about a big project and have the time to do it. And then you also have the other part. It's like keeping the two together and trying not to lose one of them.
And have you ever been caught?
Well, a few problems. I did. nothing serious.
You didn't have to clean up?
No, it was like very quick thing some years ago. Nothing really happened. It wasn't really damaging anything, so it was, nothing serious, fortunately.
And what kind of design jobs do you take on with Meet?
We prefer work for cultural events and for all music world, because we have a passion for music and for cultural events, for gigs, for theater events, for
all those kind of events, because we
expositions.
Yeah, we tend to prefer all the things connected with culture, certainly. Sort of trying to add something to something which already has a lot of importance for us. So yeah, it might be because. Well, it is something which here in Italy is not always full of money. I mean, there's not much money for cultural events and stuff like that. But we still like those kind of things, music, also cultural conferences, all that stuff. So.
And how is it working now for the Imagine It conference? Because you've designed all the.
Well, it was nice. I think it was also pretty weird from a certain point of view, because for, well, it's not the first time, but for yeah, we can say for the first time we could just come up with an idea which usually a client turns down and go on and realize it. So it was really nice because they were really understanding that if you want to do something about design, about well, in this case, inclusive design, then you have to also listen to the ideas of the designers you involve, and so that's what they did.
Were all the ideas approved?
I think all of them, because we produced the poster the way we thought it. The wine box.
Can you describe? Sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Obviously, listeners will probably ask themselves, "What are they talking about?" Yeah. Well, the main idea for this Imagine It conference was to have a metaphor of something who could bring people together around the same table and with instruments to start to think and talk about design for all issues. And our idea, well, probably because we call ourselves Meat and because we are from Italy, was about using the metaphor of not really food, but the way you eat food, or the places where you eat food. That's why we started to research all the materials you can meet when you go to restaurants, to self-service restaurants, and so on. That's why we decided to try and print all the normal things from the program to the badges to the posters on the real tablecloths, on the real napkins, on the envelopes you use in certain restaurants to just put forks and knife. And it was a nice experience because we had to design the normal graphics, and we had to think about going to the suppliers, seeing all the material from tablecloths to forks, and also ask the printers if it was possible to print on those, which obviously are slightly particular papers. And it was nice. I mean, it was engaging and challenging. Yeah. So.
But do you have similar projects to this where you're printing on all sorts of?
It was the first time somebody allowed us to use all these kind of things for a big project. I mean, always tend to bring on personal projects and you know, private things, and on those things we try to experiment as much as we can, because we are deeply in love with all those things, like old ways of printing, so from letterpress printing to silk screen and so on. So it's always difficult to convince a client to use something like that, and to explain to somebody who is outside this world the difference between letterpress printing and offset printing. I mean, they can't feel the different depth of the black on paper. But being that we do, we try to do it on personal project, and sometimes on project.
Type radio.
You're
listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.